Support for the WXXI Business Report comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Cast Isle, a local mobile community bank providing financial services to Western New York for 150 years. More online at bankofcastisle.com.
And it's time now for the WXXI Business Report with Randy Gorman. And Randy, of course, the effects of coronavirus are rippling around the globe in a number of ways. And you have information this morning about how some businesses are thinking about it.
Yes, Beth, and we should just one caveat here. This is about a survey that Paychex did of some of their clients, small and medium-sized businesses around the country, but should mention this was done earlier last week. That's not that long ago, but of course, this is a very dynamic, evolving situation, so just be aware of that. The survey taken of 300 business owners of companies ranging from 2 to 500 employees. We spoke with the Paychex Vice President, Frank Fiorilli. He says 66% of the business owners they surveyed say they are prepared to deal with the virus if it becomes widespread around the U.S.
The businesses that we did survey feel pretty confident that, you know, either one, it's not going to impact them too much, and two, that, you know, they're prepared. They're prepared to handle it, whether they have a BCP, a backup plan, or have other things in place to be able to kind of withstand it.
Fiorilli says the situation with coronavirus points to the need for businesses to have that good backup plan he was talking about to deal with a variety of unexpected situations, not just the coronavirus. Well, HP last week rejecting Xerox's unsolicited takeover offer of about $35 billion. HP saying its board of directors, after consulting with their independent financial and legal advisors, concluded the offer undervalues HP and disproportionately benefits Xerox shareholders at the expense of the AP stockholders. But at Brighton Securities, Chairman George Conboy says this story is far from over.
This is not likely to be the final act. There may be two or three more. I'm sure we'll hear more noise from HP's board, spending time declaiming why they're the best management team and they're on track to get shareholder value.
Previously, Xerox has argued that a combination of the two companies could save more than $2 billion. HP president and CEO Enrique Lores said that HP is a trusted brand that is, as he puts it, executing a clear plan that will drive significant earnings growth. Elsewhere, pot producer Canopy Growth Corporation, based in Canada, saying last week it plans to close two of its greenhouses in British Columbia, cutting about 500 jobs. Canopy Growth also says it no longer plans to open a third greenhouse in Niagara-on-the-Lake in Ontario. The action's part of that company's effort to align supply and demand while improving production efficiencies over time. Nearly 17 months after the creation of the legal adult use market in Canada, the recreational market there has developed slower than anticipated. And, of course, Constellation Brands has a major investment in Canopy Growth. Speaking of that Victor-based company, Constellation announcing its completed sale of the Ballast Point brand to Kings and Convicts Brewing Company. The transaction includes the Ballast Point brand, which is kind of like a craft brew, and a number of its associated production facilities and brew pubs. That excludes Constellation's facility for that brand in Daleville, Virginia. Ballast Point was purchased by Constellation about 4 or 5 years ago for about $1 billion. The sale of Ballast Point aligns with Constellation's consumer-led strategy to sell more of the premium products, which they say focuses on growing sectors at the high end of the U.S. beer market with strong brands that they say will drive high growth and high margin performance. Price Right, the discount supermarket chain, says it will unveil some new looks for some of its stores, including one in Henrietta, another on University Avenue in Rochester. The rebranding campaign for Price Right Marketplace kicked off in Pennsylvania in 2018. It includes new decor, a new drop zone, as they call it, with special discounts on private label items and a big emphasis on fresh produce and organics. The new design will involve some promotions at the stores this coming Friday. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gortman.